The following is an address given to the Namhat preachers by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 7th, 1990 in Sridham, Mayapur.
Teachers, to students, to village leaders. It's not that when you say village doesn't mean that only the farmers are chanting. Some farmers are chanting. Within a village you have school teachers. Like in Mayapur we have about half a dozen primary schools. Many times the school teachers are the ones who become the Namhat leaders. Those who are a little more educated. They can read the books. Sometimes it's the businessmen. Sometimes it's the local political leader. All different kinds of people are there, especially the small junior colleges and the small colleges are scattered throughout the state. The students, they are very ripe. When you go on a big university, sometimes they are already really proud. Hard to catch them. But in the smaller colleges, they are more open. But they are also good candidates. So we don't say that shouldn't preach in university. We also have preaching. Yeah, you definitely need foreigners to preach to attract the university students. But we preach to all of the thousands of colleges and high schools, and people are becoming more and more receptive. One preacher who is a book distributor I mentioned, he has gone and got hundreds of written appreciations of Prabhupada's books, even from Mohammedan professors. And they read Prabhupada's books and they wrote appreciation. It's very good. So he goes to everyone and says, this is universal, you have to read it. Doesn't matter. He says, I'm Muslim. So what? Look at this, has gone over the whole world. People, there's no bar. You can still read it. And this way he convinces and everyone purchases the book, and then later he comes back and says, now you write your appreciation. You're a college teacher, you're respectable, you're a mayor. He's got a whole book about this thick of appreciations that people have given. So, in this way, our aim is that there are 60,000 villages in Bengal. So we're hoping that at least in most of the villages we should have, in all the villages, every town and village, Jato Nagar Adigram, we should have one Hare Krishna Namhata Center. Also in all of the states of India. We started in Bengal and Orissa and now it's gone in Assam. Also in Nepal, Bihar, especially Eastern India. Now in South India we have Namhat, but it's started more recently since the Padayatra went there. Apart from outside India, we're having a separate seminar in Sachi Nandan Swami and some Malaysian preachers and different devotees from different parts of the world are going to come and speak. But this is a brief overview of some of the things we're doing. When we go on the Namhata tour, this is a special culmination where some of the very enthusiastic Namhata groups, they personally organize everything. They build a pandal, they build a stage, they invite the people, they organize the prasad. It's usually where there's some initiated devotees. When they organize the program. We simply have to transport the devotees and the films and the different equipment, go there, and we put on the preaching. And they usually get somewhere between 5,000 to 20,000 people. You see, maybe a very small program would be 3,000. Usually it goes up to 5 and plus. And one of those programs is enough to deliver a whole area of about several hundred villages for 2 years. Especially they never, or for their whole life, so convincing. So we have all the devotees preach for about 15, 20 minutes. In shifts, men and women. Especially we find in the village that most of, about these you can say 50% of the people are women, And in a Grihastha society, the women are the main thing. They're the mothers of the children. They're the queen of the household. And then in India, there's a separation. They don't want to, they don't approach the men who are not their relatives. They're a bit shy. So they want to hear from the women preachers, sometimes on these big programs. So they're very interested to hear from Maharajis who are talking. So there's, we do these tours every year that also gives us the opportunity to meet more and more of the Namhatta groups. At that time, maybe 20 or 30 groups gathered together at a time, like a whole district or a whole block, sub-district. Similar. We do similar tour in Bangladesh, where also there's several hundred Namhatta groups. That's a different country. And there we're doing a tour after the Vrindavan festival from the 25th of March until the 3rd of April. Purushottaya Swami from Brazil went on the last tour we had in November. He liked it so much, or in December. He liked it so much that he didn't come back. He just stayed for almost an extra month. Once you go, you cannot, the people are so hungry for Krishna consciousness. Nobody is preaching. Just to give background, people were criticizing ISKCON. Why you only preach in the big cities? You just want to get money from the millionaires. What about, why don't somebody preach to us and give the common people? We don't know anything. We don't know. We are born in this country. We don't know who's Krishna. We don't know who's God. We don't know who's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because every millions of gurus are here, they're all telling us something different. You're the only people who are giving the pure message. So if you don't preach to us, how are we going to know? Kali Yuga, there's so many Kali Chelas have gone everywhere. We want someone to come and teach us what is the proper way. But you're only interested in preaching in Bombay, Delhi, Calcutta, big, big city, big, big money. We have no money to offer, but we can offer you some eggplant, some rice, some nice place to sit. We want to hear you. So you go in the village, that's what they offer. They offer very nice prasad, actually. You'll be surprised. You go in a grass hut, and you think, oh, this is such a simple house, and they'll have a 20 preparation feast. Because all the initiated devotees are waiting for 5 years for this chance to cook for devotees from all over the world, so they give everything. And it's abundant, there's vegetables, so many vegetables, which is very inexpensive in the village. But they give their devotion. So, there's no hardship for prasadam, sometimes hardship for sleeping maybe. Then other problem we got is we distributed books widely and people would read the book. Sometimes you'd sell a person the book, he would read the book right there on the spot. He'd sit there while you're distributing. He'd sit on the side there for 5 hours, read the book. He'd come back, I read the book. I accept. I surrender. What do you want me to do? Oh, great, join our temple. All right, I'm 60 years old. I'm 54 years old. I have 4 more years, and when I'm 58, I'll be retired. I'm working for 33 years for the railways. But I can give up my pension if you like. I've got my mother, my invalid father, my wife, my 4 daughters, my 7 sons, my 4 cows, my 18 acres of land, and my house, and my this, and my that. So when should I sell it all and move in? Well, what should I, wait a minute. We don't even have room here for the Griskan Vihasta. Would you like to become a life member, sir? Only 2,222 rupees, or 3,000, or 4,000. Well, I'm just a service holder. I can give you by part payment. I can't give at one time. I'll do anything you want. I believe you, Pallad. I accept your book. Just tell me what I have to do. So you know that we're not ready to let them move in the temple. We don't have the infrastructure for a huge 20-member family to move in like that. And maybe they're not ready yet. They have to also, come up to that level. You just move right in the temple, Well, all right, then, you'd like to subscribe to Back to Godhead? All right, here, how much, I mean, we need a program for these people. We're selling so many books. I went to one big Hindu sammelan, and they gave us a VIP treatment. They put me in a VIP tent. So all around was all the big Hindu leaders of India. And I overheard them talking in one of the tents. They're saying, you know, these Hare Krishnas aren't so bad after all. They plow the fields, they plant the seed, they water the seed, the plant grows, the seed flowers, the grain comes, and they leave the harvest to us! We take the harvest, they all become our disciples, they all become our followers, after they get them enthused. So they're pretty good people, we shouldn't complain. I heard that, I said, I don't think that's what I want to offer to Prabhupada. Is to do all the work and then all the bogey yogis take them away, we should offer them all to Prabhupada, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's a fact. We do the big programs, we do the big Rath Yatras, we do all the big preaching, but then when it comes to the follow-up, we got zero. I'm talking about 10, 15 years ago. I mean, that's the feeling that I was, that's when I went to Prabhupada, what to do? He said, yes, you must have a cultivation program, bring them to the temple, train them up, organize them, send them back, let them preach in their own village and get purified. And so, that is basically why we're doing the Hare Krishna Mahat, to create a constant, whatever we're preaching, whatever books we give, that the maximum effect is received from it, is achieved by it. If they're convinced by Prabhupada's philosophy, we have a program. Yes, you can chant Hare Krishna in your home, you can join the Hare Krishna Mahat, we have more advanced devotees that are responsible to cultivate them, keep an eye on them, to encourage them, to train them, to teach them, and then we know where they are, they're registered, we can go to their village and do programs so they can get more association. Otherwise, we had no contact with these people, and so naturally, they were going here and there, you're getting them fired up, they become awakened to the Hindu Dharma, and they become, you know, Pakka Hindus, but not followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the real sense. So now with the Hare Krishna Mahat in India, I can say this is the most important preaching for actually having the effect of Prabhupada's book distribution and our temples and our festivals and preaching really be preserved and realized. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he predicted that all the forms of preaching in the Vaishnava world, the Namahatra congregational preaching, is going to have the most massive effect in delivering the entire world. Hare Krishna Mahatma Ki. So now, the thing that I mentioned to you was so inspiring, the Namahatma devotees are becoming very enthusiastic for distributing books. And this is the great army of book distributors, untapped army, thousands of people who are chanting Hare Krishna, if they all become book distributors, then we can see a tremendous renaissance of, we can see a great flood of Prabhupada's books flying everywhere. So, this is our objective, is to get them, they're becoming more and more, as they become older, they become in Krishna consciousness, they become more enthusiastic to preach and to distribute books. So, we see it as a great hope, and we're really enlightened that devotees are interested to hear about it, and I hope that sometimes, if you have a day or two, or a week or two, or more, come and visit some of the, go with one of the preachers in their jeep or on the bus, or come on one of the big programs and see firsthand some of the grassroots preaching. I know it's different. I do Namahat or congregational preaching in America, in South America. I visited some programs in other countries as well. It's basically different, the people you have to deal with, but it's surprisingly, it's not that different in many ways. Everywhere you go, people have doubts, and people have interest. You have to eradicate the doubts, and you have to kindle their interest. And then you have to cultivate them in a positive way, engage them in devotional service. And as you do that, they gradually start to increase more and more in their interest of Krishna consciousness, until eventually, they do get over the anarthas, and they do become fixed in devotional service, and then they become very effective preachers of Krishna consciousness themselves. So thank you very much. Are there any questions on this aspect of Indian Mahat tradition? Yes. So what? I was speaking from the first person, putting myself, say, 12 years ago. At that time, we were in all the book marathons, doing so many books, and then I started to realize that we were distributing so many books, and people were becoming, because in India, people are pious, so they read the book, they get convinced easy. They're not that much covered up. We had no program to occupy those people. We had limited programs, either surrender in the temple or become a life member, but there was something in between missing. We needed a program to be able to engage all the people who read the books and got convinced by Prabhupada's philosophy. And at that time we had no infrastructure. Now we do have a basic infrastructure and we are regularly improving it all the time. Any other questions? We have a worldwide Namhatha seminar. Well, if the full-time book distributors come, maybe they can get a few minutes to speak about their experience of distributing books on behalf of Namhatha and how Prabhupada's books have having effect and what they realize by distributing books. You get an idea how Namhatha devotees can also be book distributors. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.